systems are offline. Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy?
What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here from What's the Topic on What's the Topic Doing the Most with What's the Topic. Yes. So today's topic is going to be really, really amazing, really interesting. Yes, we're going to be looking at an individual from the US. Yeah, you probably all know him because he's famous, he's trending. Yeah, a lot of people are happy with him. A lot of people are not happy with him. Where do you stand? I don't know. But do let me know. After here, we're going to know where you stand. Because you're going to give me a response. Yes, you're going to give me a response. I'm just going to share a couple of things I did, you know, throughout the week. As in last week. In fact, let me put it this way. Because you might be listening to this and you're listening to this in the future. So it wouldn't make sense to you if I had to say what I'm about to say in terms of this week. So it wouldn't make sense. Now, whichever time zone you decided to listen to the show, the week that I'm speaking about is the week of the 13th of September, 2021. So that week, that is the week I'm referring to right now. Now, that week, I did interesting things to find out what's happening in people's worlds. How do they think, you know, what's cooking with their perspective? Yeah, so that's what I did. I wanted to find out how do people think, what's happening with them from their side. What are they happy with? What are they not happy with? And then I saw, you know, the Met Gala happen and everything, you know. So there was that whole interesting, yeah, let me say social media presence where a lot of things were trending. So I decided to, okay, that week, in fact, let me put it that way. That week, I decided to do a show on the Met Gala. So I did a show on the Met Gala. Go and listen to it. You're going to hear some interesting stuff on there. And then, the following week, I decided to do a show on Joe Biden, which is this one. So right now, I'm in this week, the week after the 13th. So that week. So this is the week that we are in right now. And this is the person I decided I'm going to speak about and, yeah, do the most. But before I do that, I'm going to give you an awesome jam for you to enjoy. Yes, these tunes that, yeah, if you enjoy it, let me know. If you don't enjoy it, let me know. Because one thing I do know is that we all have different types of flavors or liking. So, yeah, let me know what you like, what you enjoy. And then, yeah, I'll make sure I take note and put it down right here on What's the Topic. But before we speak about the person we're going to speak about, here's a tune.
Coming back. is all I can bring.
My fellow Americans, the people of this nation have spoken. They have delivered us. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, let's go back. Let's go back. Going into character now. Yeah, let's do this. My fellow Americans, the people of this nation have spoken. They have delivered us a clear victory. A convincing victory. A victory for we, the people. We have won with the most votes ever cast for a presidential ticket to the history of this nation. 81 million. I am humbled by the trust and confidence you have placed in me. I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but to unify. Who doesn't see red and blue states, but a united states? And who will work with all my heart to win the confidence of the whole people? For that is what America is about, the people. And that is what our administration will be about. I sought this office to restore the soul of America, to rebuild the backbone of the nation, the middle class, to make America respected around the world again and unite us here at home. It is the honor of my lifetime that so many millions of Americans have voted for this vision. And now, the work of making this vision real is the task of our time. Interesting right there. Interesting right there. And there was from the president himself, former president, yes, current president. Let me put it that way. Current president of the United States. Now today's show is gonna be about Joe Biden. That's who we're gonna be looking at. Yeah, we're gonna take a look at him. You know, today we wanna talk about Joe Biden, the president of the U.S. Joe Biden. That's who we're gonna be looking at. So, myself, I got a question. I have a question. Is Joe Biden a good president? What is your point of view towards Joe Biden? Now, going back to, you know, the past, 2020, a lot of people were happy with Joe Biden and everything. We had a lot of Trump supporters and everything. And, you know, the presidential election was coming up and all this stuff. And then, bam, here it is. The people voted and all this stuff. Then the results were coming out. which was really interesting to see, and also to see people's reactions and everything. By the way, the speech that I just made, you know, before I started speaking about him, was the speech that Joe Biden made on the 7th of November 2020. Yes, that is literally what he spoke about. And yeah, it's like really, really long. It's on his website, you know, joebiden.com. You'll find it right there, you know, the presidency for all Americans. So that is, yeah, what it is. Now, yeah, a lot of people have a lot of things to say. Now, myself, I did a poll, you know, I was like just looking at how people are going to respond and everything. Which myself, yeah, I have a point of view, you know, towards him. And I'm not saying I support him, but I have my own perspective towards him. And yeah, like it, don't like it, it's your own problem. It's my point of view, you can't change it, yes. Now, he spoke about a lot of things, even uniting, you know, vision and all stuff. My question is, which vision? What vision is he talking about? Like, his vision, what's going on? What's going on? Now, just, you know, touching, like, let me say a bio about Joe Biden, you know, the current president. Now, Joe Biden is known, formerly known as, like, his government name and everything. He is formerly known as Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. Yes. And he is an American politician who is the 46th and current president of the United States. A member of the Democratic Party. He served as the 47th vice president from 2009 to 2017 under Barack Obama and represented Delaware in the United States Senate from 1973 to 2008. So that's literally what's cooking, you know, a bit about him and everything. And yeah, it's really, really interesting to see some of the things that they've done, what they've achieved and all the stuff. So there is Joe Biden right there. And yeah, hopefully if you didn't know, now you know. So I went onto social media and decided that I'm gonna do, you know, a poll and everything and see how people respond. And to be honest, I was actually quite shocked and surprised, you know, to see how people decided to respond, because they had interesting things to say about the current president. There's people who were, let me say, not pleased with him. So there's actually people out there who don't like Joe Biden. They believe that he's not supposed to be the president, and they believe that the votes were stolen. So that's literally what's happening in their life and everything. But obviously that's them, that's their point of view. I won't force anyone's point of view on anyone. I'm just going to give you what they said, you know. And yeah, like literally what happened, yeah, from their side and all the stuff. So yeah, myself, I hopped onto social media, you know, like I said. And I decided to do a poll. And what the poll said was, dear American, not American, Americans, is Joe Biden a fraudulent president or not? So that's the question that I asked him. You can't now want to persecute me. It's a question, I'm curious. So that's what I asked him. And then I asked him to respond. So there was some interesting stuff, you know, that came out. And yeah, we had the one side where majority of the people actually voted and said, yes, Joe Biden is a fraudulent president. So obviously, yeah, allowing them to vote and comment what they want to say and all that stuff. So 58 votes, which is what I got, like 100%. So 100, when you go to the poll, it's 100%. Yes, all of them, they're saying he's a fraudulent president. And yeah, you know, they also had stuff to add on and all those stuff. So they said, yes, he is a fraudulent president. But I had a lady by the name of Lisa who said he's a he's a good actor. So I was like, okay, he's a good actor. Interesting. And yeah, she obviously put down he's a good actor, and then she put pictures, you know, that that obviously, I don't want to say mock, but yeah, it is what it is. And yeah, now she responded like that because she believes that Joe Biden, yeah, you know, decided to, yeah, steal the votes and everything. They literally put out videos of, you know, Trump winning. They said that Trump won and Joe Biden stole the votes. And yeah, there's like videos, you know, when the votes are being counted and all the stuff, which myself, I don't even want to go into. Next thing, people are coming after me and all the stuff. But yeah, people out there, they believe that Joe Biden is a fraudulent president, which, yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm not going to say anything. So that's obviously their point of view and everything. But yeah, like Lisa said, he's a good actor. So my question is he really a good actor, or is there something else to it? So that's my question. But yeah, Joe Biden, he is who he is. Can't judge, you know, and all those stuff. But do let me know what your point of view is towards him. Yes, I want to know what is your point of view towards him. But before I, you know, close the show and wrap off, here's a track for you to enjoy.
Trying to cope to this day. I was wondering if you went to heaven. Yeah, there ain't nothing I could change. I spent late nights, I was scared to die. I ain't wanna see the grave. I was playing games with my heartbeat instead of slowing down just to pray. You've been reaching for the hand you thought you'd never grab. But Jesus brings the hope you thought you'd never have. Tired of living in a nightmare, Lord, I just wanna hear you. Run around this same circle, don't make me feel brand new. You gotta know, it ain't over cause you got a hand to hold. Let his peace come rushing through your soul. Too many reasons for you just to let go. There's hope.
You can't keep going at a rate like this. Run up for your life when you're meant to live.
T-Dub and lost Lil J to these streets, bruh. Got family members on lockdown. I still pray to God to release them. Put my hope in the Father. All these problems just pushing me harder. When I feel like I'm ready to fall out, my knees and start crying my heart out. Yeah, shoot us on the corner. Daddy got corona trauma singing us to sleep. Yeah, God ain't raising quitter. This is not the end, and we will never be defeated. No, you don't have to fight these battles on your own. God is in control. You gotta know.
project by the hand of hope. Let his peace come rushing through your soul. Too many reasons for you to let go. There's hope.
I hope you enjoyed that. Yes, it is what it is right here on Master Topic. Yes, and it's going down right here. Yes. Now, the whole situation of Joe Biden, like I said, a lot of people had interesting things to say. Lisa said he's a good actor. And yeah, like it's really, really interesting to see all of these people's point of views and everything and comments. Some comments I don't even want to mention them. But there were other people that decided to say that Democrats love male in voting. So the reason why they say that is because they're able to steal, you know, the votes and all those stuff. But that is a topic for another day. I don't want to get into other, you know, topics and go deep into that, and then people want to bomb my head, chop my head off and stuff like that. But yeah, I really do hope you enjoy the show, and I really do hope that you got questions that you want answered. So though, at the end of the day, make sure you actually do your research and find out what you need to find out. Don't just let anyone tell you and then, you know, leave it there and all the stuff. No, actually do research and conclude for yourself. Don't let anyone conclude for you, because it might come out of the situation of it might feel like they manipulating you. Now, that's not what we want. That's the last thing, you know, on our list or on our mind. Myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm going to love you and leave you. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good night, good evening. Whatever time zone, enjoy the rest of your day or sleep, whatever it is. Peace out and God bless. Make sure that you share the show out there, spread the word. And yeah, tell other people to listen to us, the topic. Because here on Active FM, we give you everything, Christ, music, and the truth. Peace out. And God bless.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gabbang, Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Joiner, I hear you going through some things and it's getting tough, but I see you got my word with you. It's a shame how the pain only thing make you pick it up. And you complain when it rains just once, but I never hear thanks for that 100 days with the sun. Coulda ran to me first, ran to the drink first, and now I gotta have this conversation with you when you drunk. See, before I even start addressing it, I don't owe you any answers, so don't get used to it. But I feel like you being genuine. But the truth is you can't handle the truth, Lucas. But you kept it a buck and I love that. If I kept it a buck back, could you take what you stepping in? I know it's other folk to feel like you. So first thing I'ma do is let you know who you questioning. I am the God who created the earth. I knew you start feeling yourself, so I made you from dirt. Ain't no battery in your body, so who making it work? I made the earth perfect. It's y'all making it worse. Who put the seed in the fruit? Put the fruit in the tree, and that tree in another little seed but me. Then turn around and made you the same way after that. For you was in your daddy's sack and his daddy's sack. I am the one that put breath in your lungs and created the same mind that you questioned me from. You were lost, I'm the way, I'm the potter, you the clay, and now the clay got something to say. Okay, you can never check me, so check this. Your standard for right and wrong is me. I am the checklist, I am right. Wrong is whatever you're left with. I am life, you without me is what death is. I am the judge, you answer me. If I throw lightning, who throws it back at me?
Nobody.
And if all this falls, who can stand but me? You go to the cross for you cross-examine me. You say I made mistakes, you mistaken me. You made gods out of men who were clay to me. You put lies over lies that you ain't create, then fill away, cause all flesh the same to me. What if some of the people you naming to me wasn't really everything that you made them to be? Or worse, what if they are and I take them with me? Are you telling me it's any better place they could be? Either way, you don't know, you just gotta push through. Cause while you over here saying what I should do, somebody lost somebody last week and came at me the same way, saying I should've took you. You ask why the good die young, but the truth is none of y'all are good, not one. The only one ever been good is my son. So to answer your question, the good died once.
Jesus.
What if I told you to choose when your mom died? You think you could choose when your mom died?
Huh?
If you put it off 20 years away, 20 years later when that day came, would you not cry? You couldn't be God, you were not I. My ways are not yours, your thoughts are not mine. You can't even deal with the pressure of your own life when you're not high. Try looking in the God mind.
Real
see, I love them more than you ever did, more than you ever could. Death doesn't lessen it. Let my own son meet death as the evidence. And I love them all, rap star to the president.
Yeah.
The real question is, what you living like?
Living life.
If I punish every sin, would you live tonight? So how you get mad when I get him other folks? Same chances I give you to get it right.
Huh?
You got a son that one day it'd be a man. You expect him to trust you and he don't understand or even know what you up to. Cause he knows that you love him, right? So trust that I love you.
Yeah.